an historic theater sits abandoned in the heart of Indiana's architecture capital. Indiana Landmarks recently added the Crump Theater to its list of the 10 most endangered places in the state. But as WFIU's Tyler Lake reports, it's far from the only aging theater in need of saving.
The Crump Theater has been around since the late 19th century. In the 40s, it was updated with angular panels and a brightly colored facade that, these days, could use some love.
It is today one of the most visually interesting things you see coming through Columbus, and that's because it has this really interesting facade.
Richard McCoy is the director of Landmark Columbus, a local organization that raises awareness about the city's design heritage. He says the community is divided about wanting to preserve the Crump Theater.
And what Landmark Columbus has done, sort of quietly, is continued to think about what it would be the highest and best use of this building. And one of the things that we've found recently is that Columbus wants a performing arts center.
McCoy says that the building needs a lot of work, and it's more than just busted seats and peeling paint. The building is deemed not safe for use by the fire department. But saving the theater is about more than just bringing it up to code.
You know, there's some technical things that, you know, an architect could work out, but then it's also really the business plan and thinking about who really is the champion of it, who owns it, who runs it.
The Columbus Capital Foundation owns the building, and it estimates that repairing and restoring the Crump could cost up to $10 million. Despite that price tag, advocates say it'll be the perfect place for a modern performing arts venue. A lot of small communities in Indiana are looking to restore their historic downtown theaters as a kind of spark to ignite a citywide renaissance. Tivoli Theater Director Robert White says for Spencer, that's exactly what's happened.
It's kind of like a wildfire. The positive things that have happened from the restoration have just been amazing.
The Tivoli Theater is a classic Mission-style building that these days features a flashing marquee and bustling crowds. It opened its doors on New Year's Eve, 1928, and it survived a lot between then and when it closed in 1999, including two fires in the 80s. White says the community banded together to get the rundown building back into shape, but they came up short on cash. That's when Indiana Landmarks reached out to the Cook Group, which has a facility in town that employs around 700 people. Cook jumped in and provided the funds to repair and restore the theater and reopen the doors. But it's still very much a community effort. There are roughly 150 volunteers who help maintain and staff the space. White says collaboration between the nonprofit Indiana Landmarks and Cook helped turn the page on the city's downtown.
In the 80s, most of the shops in the downtown faded away. And there wasn't much in the downtown area. It kind of came dead. When the theater was restored, that showed that life could be back down in the downtown area around our square.
With that same goal in mind, to bring life back to a sleepy downtown, folks in Franklin came together to drum up the money and labor needed to bring the Art Craft Theater back to life themselves. The theater was built in the 20s, but the opulent Art Deco marquee added in the late 40s gave it the face that, thanks to the hard work of the community, it still wears today.
Then the city created the Franklin Development Corporation, and that helped fund, like, restoring facades and helping out other business people get their places fixed up. And so it started to snowball. That's the exact phrase.
That's Rob Schultz, the executive director of Franklin Heritage, which took ownership of the building back in 2004. Back then, the ceiling had collapsed and the building was condemned. It was a partnership between the city leaders and the community that made the project a success. And when you take a look at the block where the theater sits, the impact is clear. The restoration helped build up all the nearby shops and ignite the local economy. Schultz says in order for the Crump Theater in Columbus to be a success, it needs a champion who will fight to make it a reality. For WFIU News, I'm Tyler Lake.